Is the image of Sweden engineered by the Kremlin to suit Donald Trump's needs? Yes, it is, if we're to believe the New York Times and its Swedish baby brother, Dagens Nyheter. I'm Henrik Jönsson, an independent Swedish self-made entrepreneur and independent commentator on political and social issues. Last week, the New York Times published an article portraying Sweden as a puppet nation, with its strings being pulled by a malevolent global conspiracy designed to divide the nation and to turn the orderly and egalitarian Swedes into aggressive racists. The conspiracy is claimed to be helping President Donald Trump to falsely appear to be right in his critical assessment of Sweden. The story was quickly picked up by all the Swedish national newspapers and raises the question that I will address in this video. Who is really manipulating who? To what extent? And why? If you want the Swedish version of this video with English subtitles and a more in-depth focus on the Swedish side of this issue, it's available here above. If you appreciate my videos, then please feel free to support me using the payment options on the left. Also, don't forget to hit the subscribe button down below if you've not already done so, and don't forget to hit the bell icon so you just might get notified when I release new videos, which I do like a clockwork, every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Central European Time. Today, I'm talking about conspiracies, common sense, and collusion. Stay tuned. The New York Times claims to have discovered a Russian conspiracy behind the increasing societal concerns of the Europeans. To many Europeans, this conclusion is perceived as arrogant and opportunistic in equal measure. The flippant downplaying of serious and pressing issues facing many European nations in order to leverage a domestic democratic party narrative in the United States has prompted even the European liberals to question the authority of the New York Times. The article is cleverly deceptive. It first praises Sweden and then establishes an external, malevolent, and enigmatic enemy, which is blamed for many problems in Swedish society. By doing this, the New York Times manages to side with a left-leaning utopian image of Sweden, while at the same time accusing those voicing criticism against Sweden of collusion, and ultimately for being responsible for any problems themselves. The article is sketchy at best, and is obviously designed to relocate accusations of collusion to Europe, by pushing the story that Russian interests are manipulating the image of Sweden. It reads as follows. Russian television crews showed up offering to pay immigrant youths to make trouble in front of the cameras. They wanted to show that President Trump is right about Sweden. This is actually a new version of an older story that ran in several Swedish newspapers back in 2013, when a public service journalist accused sensationalist journalists of paying youths to set cars on fire. The claim was wildly contested. In the following paragraph, the Russian TV men have been replaced with nationalists who, dripping with schadenfreude, are manipulating the Swedish middle classes into seeing problems where there in reality are none. The article goes on by claiming that the rise in popularity of so-called alternative media websites is due to the undue influence of Russian link farms. Link farms, for those in the know, is an outdated way of gaming the Google search engine without much sway. The result of all of this, according to the New York Times, is that the Swedish middle class gradually has started adopting the corrupt viewpoints of the manipulating nationalists, as they've started voicing concerns over fictitious problems represented as rising crime levels and an eroding welfare system. Let's begin by firmly establishing that disinformation campaigns are a fact of the information war, and certainly do exist in Sweden as well as everywhere else. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who would question this. It is, however, more important to determine to what extent these campaigns really make any difference, which, with Sweden in mind, raises the question, is it reasonable to believe that the Kingdom of Sweden is subject to a global conspiracy determined to prove Donald Trump right? Is it reasonable to believe the concerns of the Swedish middle classes over rising crime levels and an eroding welfare system is a result of manipulation orchestrated by Russian link farms, and that this concern has no basis in reality? Or is it more reasonable to think that the New York Times is pushing a liberal agenda that makes truth the postmodern opinion in order to find new cases for accusing Donald Trump of collusion? America is gearing up for the 2020 elections, which means that the vocal anti-Trump New York Times is in need of ammunition to fight him. At the same time, Swedish newspaper Dagens Nyheter needs ammunition of its own to defend the increasingly unpopular center-left government they worked for years to get into office. The two papers are therefore collaborating to engineer this creative worldview of a global conspiracy to serve both of their liberal political agendas. This process of journalistic, or more truthfully, activist mutual backscratching roughly breaks down like this. 1. The Swedish newspaper Dagens Nyheter supplies the New York Times with information concerning Sweden and indications of a possible Kremlin-backed conspiracy. 2. Based on this information, the New York Times can publish a text that shows that Trump is wrong about Sweden and that the Kremlin is attempting to distort the image of Sweden. 3. They attempt to incriminate the immigration-critical Sweden Democrats by falsely accusing them of hosting the American white nationalist Richard Spencer. 4. In Sweden, Dagens Nyheter now publishes a rewrite of the text, stating that the New York Times has revealed a Russian conspiracy against Sweden. The implication being that anyone who raises criticism of the current state of Sweden is either part of the conspiracy or deluded by it. 5. All the major Swedish media outlets follow suit and publish the story of a Russian conspiracy against Sweden discovered by the New York Times. Regardless of your political position, this kind of newspaper activist operation is extremely concerning. Europe has a stable bipartisan consensus on the issue that Sweden currently is struggling with the financial and demographic consequences of attempting to absorb very large numbers of immigrants. This is uncontested. The rise of conservatism in Europe is not a Russian conspiracy. The stubborn attempts to find collusion abroad when there was none to be found in the US by implying the existence of a global evil conspiracy, quite frankly, makes the once venerable New York Times appear like a group of outright lunatics. This behavior is likely to further polarize society rather than promoting unity, respect, and bipartisan understanding. And it undermines the trust in the media. Occam's razor is a scientific principle which suggests that the least complicated explanation of a phenomenon is probably the correct one. For instance, it is easier to ask people why they have a certain opinion rather than speculating on whether there might be a malevolent global conspiracy behind their opinions. The Democrats are determined to stop Trump's so far largely unchallenged 2020 field by any means available. With the liberal New York Times close at hand, it is likely we will continue to see new examples of questionable conspiracy theories put forward by the New York Times. It is an alarming new situation when established media outlets actively begin working to undermine the opinions of people and politicians, to label social media platforms as rabbit holes of radicalization, and accuse ideological opponents of being stooges of the Kremlin. It is not only alarming, it is also bonkers. Do you think it's important to show restraint in proclaiming global conspiracies if you want to be taken seriously? Then please share this video and subscribe to my YouTube channel for the guaranteed non-socialist voice of Sweden. Do you have other examples of conspiracy theories, alarmism, or exaggerations by the establishment media? Then please share your views in the comment section down below. I appreciate all respectful commentary. My name is Henrik Jönsson, and as a self-made businessman, I'm independent of both the establishment media and any suspected conspiracies. Thank you very much for watching this video. Mm-hmm.